If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
Very well, thank you. How's it going?
Lovely weather we're having. All is good in the world. Well, not quite. But let's stay away from the not good stuff.
Yes, let's. All right, tell us what's happening in tech news.
Well, the tech world, interestingly, again, just taking a big meter view of this, the tech world has definitely been one of the highlights of the whole last couple of months, the last 6 months of this mad year that we're all living through. And it's part enabler, part growth, and part real innovation is coming across all sorts of elements. But obviously mobile is just huge. Everybody is depending on their phones for the latest info, the latest connectivity, banking, you name it. I mean, there's this huge show going on Netflix. Everyone's talking about the social media show. And there's just an unbelievably heightened response to everything. But my take on all of this is that technology has done way more good than bad. Can argue a lot about what's happening around social media. But the fact is we all got a smartphone in our pockets, bags and laptops and whatnot. And we're all using it. And one of the interesting trends that's emerging out of all this is that we are getting much better quality smart devices at much lower prices than we ever had before. And I think that's definitely a reaction, because there's no question that we're going to see some massive downturns in the economy over the next couple of months. South Africa has been particularly badly hit. No depth going on here. So it's going to be tough the next couple of months. And people need to really look long and hard at what they buy and why they buy what they buy. So there are smartphones coming out, brand new ones from all the major manufacturers in the 30,000 plus range. We're talking the new iPhones are all going to be the high-end versions, all going to be more expensive. Samsung have done the same thing with their Galaxy Note series. And with their Fold series, they're talking about a phone that you can buy for 50,000 Rand, which is eye-watering. Maybe the tech is fantastic,
it is,
but I don't know about you and me spending that sort of money on a phone. I'm not sure.
Stephen, you're probably the best person to ask this, but don't you sometimes feel that with tech companies, it's like we as consumers are on a hamster wheel, right? As we've bought the one, the phone, they're just releasing the new one, and you have to get the new one because it supports this technology and it's got this camera. I never asked for a camera on my phone.
Well,
phones today are cameras that happen to make phone calls. You know, it's a crazy situation, and I just feel like it's enough.
Look, we're not going to get into the whole discussion around consumerism and how stuff is made with built-in obsolescence, but the march of technology in terms of capability, capacity has one positive spin-off. And again, I'm going to focus hard on what's positive about this. You've got all this hyper expensive stuff and all the latest cameras and all the rest. But what it does do, it raises the bar for the middle. So with better priced product and lower end, and we discussed it last week on the show, there are a lot of great phones sub 10 grand. But now what's happening, and this is the trend I was talking about, Samsung have launched an S20 fan edition. Name's really interesting. But what it essentially is, they've distilled some of the best tech from their 30 grand plus and 20 grand plus phones and stuck it all into a phone that's going to sell for quite a few thousand rand below 20, somewhere between 15 and 17 grand, which is not inexpensive, but it's not terribly expensive. And the new S20 fan edition has got all the latest tech in terms of fast processor, unbelievably a smooth 120 hertz screen, all the tech things you want to talk about, 5G, you name all the gizmos and gadgets that you want. But they've packaged it together at a price and with a performance versus price ratio that is probably as good, if not better, than the very best on the market. So if you want the very best, you spend more. But if you want something that can last you 2-3 years in this space, which does break a little from the consumerism of the yearly upgrade, but a device that'll give you 2-3 years of good service, with all the latest technology, it should stay relevant no matter what the tech giants do on the back end in terms of upgrading stuff. And it's still obviously fully compliant with the whole Google ecosystem. And what Samsung have done, and this is, you know, it's a big endorsement for how hard they've worked, and I'm not actually punting them beyond other models and brands out there. It's always personal choice. But they've got an ecosystem with Samsung Pay, with watches, with tablets, with all the other bits and pieces that make it an incredibly, and the, it connects to the to your fridge, it connects to your TV.
But then you so have to have Samsung everything. So correct. What they're doing is they're locking you into a lifetime relationship.
LG are doing it and Apple are trying.
But you're locked in there too, Steve. You're then locked into this lifetime relationship with one company.
Not necessarily. It's pretty much open source and a lot of the stuff does work across brands. But the fact is that most of us don't have the time to try to figure out how to make things work. So having an ecosystem that works for you and manages to give you all the tech and everything that you need is not a terrible thing, especially if it's a global company of the scale and size and scope of Samsung. You know, if you're dealing with odds, one of the biggest challenges I always have with everyone asking me what to do and what to buy is that they often find incompatibilities between bits and pieces and product. Apple people will always tell you that everything just works, but more and more outside of the Apple ecosystem, other companies such as Samsung, such as LG and others are getting the same sort of smooth easiness across the entire ecosystem of stuff. And I must tell you, I've seen a lot of smart homes. I've seen a lot of the benefits of how this all works. And from an energy efficiency point of view, from an ease of use point of view, from the delivery of services point of view, today with contactless everything, having the ability to pay using your phone, Apple Pay still not available in South Africa, but Samsung Pay is, and it works extremely well. So there's a lot of benefits in it, and there's no question you and I are going to go out and buy a new phone. And when you start looking at the phone, just looking at price and specs is probably important, but I think you need to look at the ecosystem of what you're buying into, because at the end of the day, you're going to use that phone for a lot of things for hopefully more than just one upgrade cycle. So you need to be a little bit more strategic and perhaps give up the ultimate camera for the best overall experience. And my experience of the last couple of months is definitely that our friends at Samsung have done a fine job of making sure that when you part with your cash, you get something that will have a bit of longevity, which is important, but also work well across the entire ecosystem, which makes your life a lot easier. And the fact that they put those features into a middle to high-end price device instead of the really crazy stuff is good value for the consumer. And as I said right when we started, consumers are always looking for good value.
A bargain isn't a bargain unless you need it. Stephen Ambrose, that is where we leave it this morning. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And thanks for those updates.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.